Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Ulamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 1 kuNkwenkwezi 2022 uMkhize Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, izisebenzi zikhala ngeholo eliphansi ngesikhathi inanza usuku lwazo olwe International Workers Day.
Ibhondi notileyi ayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali sokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Bathi laba yindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa futhi kumele bephume bephele kulelo lizwe kungakafiki ukuphelani kwenyanga.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale.
Imthathele zindaba uHopewelltinono uthi ilunga lezanupf ebelifuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe lihlehlele emuva namhla.
They came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my home state to defend by goats.
Kodwa befuna ukuthatha imbuzi lezi uthi bawufezile umsebenzi wabo lo bengazithathanga imbuzi zikasinono.
Yes, we achieved our first stage.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesikristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izisebenzi namhla zinanze usuku lwazo olwe-Workers Day zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi zisithi sokumele zihole idola leMelika hatshi eleZimbabwe eselingasathengi lutho ngenxa yokugukudeka. Zethule lokhu kumbuthano wokunanza usuku lolu eHarare lapho eziveze khona ukuba zifuna ukukhetha zikhululekile umuntu ozathuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngomnyaka ozayo. UMnumzana Japhet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions uthi izisebenzi zithwele nzima kule Zimbabwe.
Sibone abanye abalimeleyo, sabona abanye lahlekelwa zimpilo zabo esemsebenzini. Sibona abanye njalo abasebenza benganakwa bengalalungelo endaweni eziningi ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ke lilanga eliqakathekileyo lapho sikhangelane lendubo zemali, sikhangelane lendubo ke ze-safety lapha abasebenzela khona. Kuningi ke okushotayo kuzisebenzi.
Usikhuka Mfundo Paul Mazima, isiphathamandla sikahulumende obona ngensolo zikaZulu lezisebenzi uthi kumele abantu bebambisane ukuze ilizwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo. Izisebenzi zithi zithule nzima eZimbabwe. UMnumzana Love Joyce Banda okunhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uthi usuku lolu luqakathekile noma bethule nzima.
Xa sesikhangele kwelakithi eleZimbabwe, leli langa sokulilanga nje lapho ukuthokoza okwenziwa khona kubonakala emaphephandabeni kahulumende kuphela. Lapho uhulumende athatha isikhathi sokubana athembise izisebenzi okungasoze kwenzakala. Nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo leli langa sokulilanga lokukhala lapho izisebenzi ezikhunjuzwa khona ngobunzima ezihlangana labo insuku zonke. Sithanda ukukhuthaza uhulumende ukubana kakhangelisise alungisise ukukhala kwezisebenzi. Izisebenzi kazihole imali eyeneleyo. Siyakhuthaza njalo uhulumende kubana kabhadale izisebenzi imali akade beyihola bengakaqalisi ukuphiwa i-bond note. Sitsho njalo kubana i-bond note leyi ayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana Efindlela Ncube ohlala kubulawayo.
Isimo sezisebenzi sibi kakhulu ukuthi kwenza kube nzima ukuthi ulolu suku lube luqakatheke ebantwini beZimbabwe. Nxa izisebenzi kungamangakazi kahle kuzo, kusho khona ukuthi akumanga kahle ebantwini beZimbabwe bonke. Ngakho ke kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise khona lokho, alungise amahola, alungise imisebenzi. Abantu abasebenzayo sebebalutshwane kakhulu, kakhulu kakhulu okwenza ukuthi vele ilizwe lehlule ukuphila. Ngoba izisebenzi nxa zizilutshwane abantu abaningi bengasebenzi, ilizwe kaliphili, ilizwe izisebenzi. Kanti ke futhi uhulumende kaziphathe ngendlela efaneleyo izisebenzi. Siyabona ama-trade union leaders bayatshaywa, bayavalelwa ezitokisini. Uhulumende kakhulumisani kahle lalabo abangasebenziyo, lalabo abasebenzayo ukuthi baphathwe ngendlela efaneleyo. Akudalwe imisebenzi, abasebenza bahola imali efaneleyo, bavikeleke futhi basebenze emsebenzini ngendlela evikelekileyo ehlonipha amalungelo abo, hayi lokho okwenzakalayo manje.
Izisebenzi zithi idola leZimbabwe seliphele amandla, ngakho-ke sokumele zihole elemelika. Kodwa uhulumende uthi angeke akwenze lokhu ngoba ilizwe kumele libe le mali yalo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa bathi ubatholise amagabha avuzayo umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula oqhutshwa ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Lasidlameni labanye bakhe. Abaqhuba umkhankaso lo bathi kumele bonke abaselizweni leli okungekho emthethweni bephuma bephele kule South Africa kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga. Umnumzana Ngabuduma Bhena okhokhela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi kabayindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abasebenza kulelo lizwe.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilapha eSouth Africa zibuyele emuva eZimbabwe, ngoba umnotho wakithi ufile. Sikhuluma ngabantu abalokhu bebuya imihla yamalanga besuka eZimbabwe besiza eSouth Africa bezodinga umsebenzi. Yikho angeke uthi nxa kulokhu suka abantu besiza eSouth Africa bese uthi abantu asebehleli iminyaka elitshumi babuyele emuva, akusoze kwenzakale. Into eqakathekileyo njalo eyiyo kumele yenziwe yikuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele ayakhe umnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa ke kuyacaca kuwo wonke umuntu lesiphofu uyakubona loba singaboni kodwa siyakubona lesiphofu ukuthi uhulumeni weZimbabwe usehlulekile ukwakha amathuba omsebenzi, usehlulekile ukuvusa umnotho. Yikho ke izalwane zaseZimbabwe lokhu zisiza eSouth Africa zizodinga umsebenzi. Yikho ke thina siphakamisa ukuthi kumele kube lomhlangano omkhulu oweSADC okhuluma ngodaba immigration, ukuthi immigration kuyini ekwenzayo impact yangkhona kwele South Africa lamanye amazwe ongomakhelwane osokwenze kwenza ukuthi kube le Operation Dudula.
Unkosazana Victor Matutu okhokhela inhlanganiso yezimi imbokodo uthi umkhankaso lo uveza ukuba abakuza abasafunakali kwele South Africa.
Sikhathazekile kakhulu sizizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilapha eMzantsi Afrika ngenxa kaDudula lowa okhona kulezi nsuku. Eqiniseni i-Operation Dudula besingacabanga ukuthi izohamba ihambe izifike namhlanje. Besicabanga ukuthi into nje abazayithi yangayanga ibehlule bese behlala phansi. Kodwa ngokubonakala kwezinto kungathi hayi, abantu laba baphokephele phambili ngayo i-Operation Dudula. Namhlanje sizile ukuthi baseBenoni sebehambe amalokishana ambalanyana, sike babonile kubo Hillbrow, sababona kubo Alexander. Into ekuhlungu Operation Dudula yikuthi sidudulwa emsebenzini. Sidudulwa emsebenzini kunjalo ma ungasasebenzi uzohlala ngapi? Lapho hlala khona ubhadale ngani intela yokuhlala lapho hlala khona? Ukudla okuthenge ngani? Abantwana ubafundise ngani, baphiliswe ngani? Lekhaya lapha obesithumela khona uzathumela kanjani ungasasebenzi?
Uphinde wathi
injongo yokuqala esilethe lapha sizizalwane eZimbabwe kakhulu sizosebenza lapha eMzantsi Afrika ngumsebenzi ukuthi sithole imali. Kodwa nxa sesidudulwa emsebenzini ayisekho enye indlela esingakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo uma singasasebenzi. Ukubona kwami u-Operation Dudula uhlukile kakhulu kune-xenophobia, ngoba ku-xenophobia besitshalwa sivuke siye emsebenzini sikwazi ukuthi sikhokhe intela sithenge ukudla.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Bongani Dube osebenza kwele South Africa.
Singabulalana, ungathola ukuthi uyisihlobo sami nomunye isihlobo sakhe siseBotswana. So into engiyishoyo mina ikuthi khona yonke le into esigxekana ngayo ayikho kithi, ipha phezulu kumakhulumende aphetheyo, ugovernment asiphetheyo, konke ubheka la ngale ama-government aya ayacatshisana afuna ukuthi kukhulunywe iqiniso wena ungabona umntana amezomusha kumbe mhlawumbe umntana nami sehlala sekuwe kufanele ubize mina umakhelwane kanti umntwana wabalapha ukuhamba kanjani umntana angeka vakatshe eze ezolala egcine siqedi 1 week so i-government yonke le okufanele ukuthi ikubheke yonke le into yonke zonke zenezi zinto zokuthi abantu bayeza ngongekho emthethweni konke i-government iwenzela ukuthi khona khona izinto zihambe right thina singabantu mase sizithathela umthetho sesubeke ezandleni zethu wana sikufundelanga sesenza ngeyethu indlela gcina sokulegazi leleli chithekileyo lomfo wethu endi abantu begcine futhi sebekubeka kabi ukuthi ingathi yena wakhalela umuntu oyi-1 kithi kufe 7 uyabona kube sokusiba ngamazwi angena kabuhlungu kodwa umakhelwane ngumakhelwane phela
kudube uthi
akwaziwa ukuthi elakusasa linjani uzovuka ungale komakhelwane bebe sebeyakhuluma kabi ngawe kanti ke kade kufanele kulungiswe inkinga mina engishoyo ayiqo kubo hulumende bonaba esilabo yibo abayinkinga abakhulu even nana la ma-Nigeria ungasola mawusuyalandelela mhlawumbe umsebenzi wabo ngokudayisa ungatuyalandelela kahle kahle uthole ukuthi into zonke lezi abazidayisayo ngezamaminista and ma ungathi uyabheka bonaba abantu ma kuza ungabona bengasekho ubuthi uyabheka uzabona imoto yamapholisi sikhona ngubani okuchazileyo ukuthi lanka amapholisa
unkosazana Nqobile Nyathi laye ohlala kwele South Africa uthi usekhathele ngokwenziwa ngabaqhuba umkankaso we-Operation Dudula
i-situation isisiba tense manje mina into engayitsho yukuthi asibuyeleni ekhaya and fix our house back home
sizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Teboho Sikhondo uthi kumele abantu bokuza balandele umthetho nxa befuna ukuhlala ngokuthula kwele South Africa
abantu abenze lokhu okufanele bakwenze abeze ngapha ngokomthetho bafithi it's not a matter of ukuthi asifuna abantu bangaphandle it's a matter of ukuthi umuntu akeze ngoba kufanele vele eze and yes singabomakhelwane kodwa asikhuzanini bafithi ukusebenza ngabuya ngizosebenza ngiphethe amaphepha right akusina nkinga naleyo
kulezi zizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe eziningi ezidlala kwele South Africa zina la mapepa akondileyo. Intatshele zindaba ezimeleyo uHopewell Nono uthi uthawula igandishaya okubandla leZANU-PF ofuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe okungekho emthethweni. Kenelisanga namhla ukwenza lokhu emzini wabokhokho bakhe eMrewa. UChinono uthi ugandishaya ubethembise ukuhamba labanye bakhe ayithatha imbuzi zohlobo lwebhowa azithenga kwele South Africa. Ugandishaya uthi imbuzi lezi ziphansi kohlelo lukahulumente. UChinono uyakuphikisa lokhu esithi ugandishaya labanye bakhe bazondiswa ngokuthi wethula okunye akungafunwa yiZANU-PF emhlanganweni we-World Summit on Human Rights eGeneva lapho atshela khona umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuba ilizwe leZimbabwe libhidlizwa yibukhohlakali obesekabekayo obukhuthazwa libandla elibusayo. UChinono uthi abantu bevimbe ngqi namhlanje khona ngale ke eMrewa lapho ke ugandishaya afuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe.
Today came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend my goats and my property from the illegal action that has been threatened to be carried.
Abantu abaningi bahambe emzini wakithi lapho bavimbe ukuba ugandishaya engathathi imbuzi zami.
The whole of last week I was getting threats from ZANU-PF executive member for the Youth League, Taurai Kandishaya, saying that they were going to expropriate my goats and they were lying that I had received the goats from the government.
UTaurai Kandishaya uqhubekele phambili engethusela iviki yonke ngeviki ephelileyo esithi uzathatha imbuzi zami. Bebekamba amanga besithi ngazithatha uhulumende.
What triggered them to do this was the speech that I made in Geneva, in Switzerland, a couple of weeks ago, where I correctly pointed out the problems that were faced in the health delivery system in Zimbabwe, that there is no single cancer machine.
Wapa kapulari wuti, ngetula umbigo, emtanganweni, World Summit on Human Rights in City,
akula mitshina yokwelapha isifo semvukuzane eZimbabwe ezibhedlela lokunye okuhlupha uZulu.
So when I mentioned those things in Geneva, the ZANU-PF government was upset and they have been abusing me.
Ukandishaya uthi bakwenzile akade befisa ukuthi bekuvezele uZulu namuhla.
No, we have achieved our first stage according to plans. Our first stage was to expose the double standards.
The net report today in Nevada were sympathetic to the opposition, where they go around telling people that Zimbabwe is not a conducive environment for business, where they tell people that I must stand for Zimbabwe, who is the pros, ZANU-PF. You are targeted, you are not a cheater. They furira my youth kuti go on the streets and demonstrate for jobs. Vasingaudze my youth kuti you must utilize land and come up with a project.
Sikuvezile kade kumele sikwenze ikade sivele sinenhlonzo yokuthi sikubikele uZulu. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi abantu abanjengoTshinono nabantu abaqamba amanga abatshela abantu ukuthi eZimbabwe akwenzakali ukuthi umuntu abe lebusiness.
So other TCC members are actually calling me to say, you know, we never knew kuti hopo wachingono nemamwe mashefu edu vandorine mapurazi vandori nemabhizinesi vandorwa namaprojects isu vachingotifurira kuti no itai mastrike nemasiya wei kuti mupiwe mabasa. So first stage we have achieved.
Sipinde sakuxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana uStalo Siziba olilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change obuthanise abantu bayalindela uTaulai Kandishaya emzini wakoTshinono.
Njengezukulwane zeZimbabwe sibuye lapha ke emzini kaHopewell elimaziyo oyijournalist obethi abantu bezanu bebesithi bona bafuna ukubeya bezothatha imbuzi zakhe azithengayo ngemali yakhe ngentengo ephakemeyo izinto ziyahluphela izweni. Thina sibuya lapha ngenxa yokuthi part of our civic duty yikuma together njengabantu abamnyama kodwa njengabantu abahlukunyezwayo ukubana ngeza ke savumela ukubana kube lo muntu ohlukunyezwayo ethathela izinto zakhe. Sababona beyenza eplazini kaSipho Malunga sisuka lapha siyakhona.
Abantu bamelele ukubona ukuthi uTaulai Kandishaya uzazithatha kumbe hathi imbuzi zikaTshinono. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Sihambeni kusigaba esilandelayo sisangena ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalunga edalele US House of Representatives akhokhela unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi akwele Ukraine lapho tshele khona umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky ukuba elemini kalimi laye empini le iyaqalwa ngele Russia elisenihlasela elizweni lonke lijonge ukuhluthula ilizwe leli. UKenel Mamanji Dombouya wakingqula uhulumende ka-Alpha Conde nyakenye kwele Guinea uthi kuzathatha phose inyanga ezingamathumi amane 39 months ukuze kube lokhetho lukazulu. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko
senganamasiko babamkhulubabelobola
uhlelo lwamasiko lokumpila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Mbuzo Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko ngembiza kababa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ngwenya. Akusitshele ngamafutshane ukuthi imizi kababa kuyini.
Wabudube imizi uyibone yakhiwe abanumzana laba babe nemfihlakalo zabo zokuyiqinisa ngendlela zonke ongazicabanga kusukela othangweni lwemuzi kuye esibayeni kuye ngaphakathi kuze kuyefika ngisho ezindlini zabo. Lapha ngikhuluma isiNdebele ngicabanga ukuthi asidingi ukuthi ngize ngitolike uma ngithi mina ukuqinisa kwabo imizi kwakubuye futhi babebuye bakwenze nasezindlini zabo. Wawumangala ukuthi awu omama abangaka bonke nje babukeka bejabule bengelansolo ngempela yini le mfihlo emfihlakalo ephethwe yile nsizwa endala. Eqinisweni babeqinisa imizi njalo futhi babezazi izinto babeyazi nemithi yakhona.
Yes, awuzakakhulu ubaba Ngwenya, kodwa kuyasebenza yini khonoko?
Ungamangala wena nxa ungabubuke abantu abazala esithenjini. Uthi uyakhangela uthole ukuthi indlu ngayinye nayinye ilomntwana owazalwa kanye kanye nomunye owazalwa kwenye indlu. Uthole ukuthi labo bantu nxa bezazalwa bazalwa ngenyanga eyodwa, zonke izindlu mhlawumbe kwakuwumuntu owela amakhosikazi angu-7 okanye 5. Uthole ukuthi bonke bazalwe ngenyanga eyi-1. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi ngempela mfihlakalo bani eyiphethe ilezi nsizo ezindala. Ye, zaziqina ngempela. Labo mama babeyazi le nto, babetshelwa ukuthi hayi bokuthi noma uphakela ubaba phela laphana kube khona okufakayo laphana epletini lakhe. Wawubona nje kwesinye isikhathi uthole ukuthi noma ephakele yona inkosi mana ngiyabe inayo into eyiphetheyo laphana izoyi sombulula laphana ithele noma kusamputhana. Kokunye kwakuthelwa lasebelokhuzana lasemakhewini lapha omfumfu laba omphaphama laba impuphu yakhona ziningi nje ombandathatha laba abasetshenziswa la uzitshela ukuthi hayi insizwa endala mhlawumbe izama ukuthi mhlawumbe iklini umzimba. Nakho futhi ukuklini umzimba lokhu kwakwenziwa kwesinye isikhathi kubanje zona iy'lokhuzane ezichatho lezi indoda iqine ngempela ithi Sara. Yileyo mfihlo-ke eyisenza ukuthi la madoda ahlale ngaso sonke isikhathi enamandla kakhulu futhi engabi lezinsolo eziba khona kubomama laphana.
Siba amafitshane ingqukwethu.
Angiboni-ke ukuthi intsha namhlanje isakwazi konke lokho, isithembele emithini yabodokotela nokuyinto ngempela esiyichithile imizi eminingi. Ukube kade kungenzeka sidle ngaludala ngempela sikwazi ukuyithola imfihlakalo leyana ukuthi kanti lezi insizwa lezi zaziqina kuphi, zaziqina ngasiphi isihlahla laphana ukuze nempela singabi lazi izinkinga lapho othola khona sokuhamba kusiba lokuchitheka kwemizi. Umama esephumile wayangena laphana kungabe kusaba mnandi kudala le ngxabano ebantwini bakhelene.
Sima lapha namhla kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Sinesizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamele komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungamile inkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Sibingelelani njalo nje njengoba ngihlala yenza nxa sihlangana. Kumele sibingelelane phela, kanti angithi yikho ukukhuluma ukuletha ukuzwanana ebantwini ukubingelelana. Kanti njalo nje lisiko elihle lona lokuthi abantu babingelelane njengoba bengabantu nje badalwa ngumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Kuhle ukuthi abantu babingelelane. Namhlanje ke sizaqhubeka ngendaba yokuthula esike sayikhuluma ngesikhathi esedlule sisonke. Kodwa namhlanje ke ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina emazweni wonke kuswelakala ukuthula. Thina ngapha kwelakithi kulezi nsuku indaba esemlonyeni yiloko kwenzakala kuzizalwane zakithi ezibhace elizweni elinjenge-South Africa. Sibona sizwa okuningi ngokubana le nkulumo esizikhulumayo esizizwayo zikhulunywa laloko kuthiwa amavidiyo lama-audio kawatshengiseli ukuthi eqinisweni kulokuthula. Sengitsho bonabo abakhulumayo lakumavidiyo abenza konke abakwenzayo bakwenza ngobana kabala kuthula ngakho imindeni eminingi yakithi ihlalele evalweni kayikwazi ukuthi ibambe ngaphi thini baqonde ngaphi ngodubo lolu esilubonayo olwehlela izihlobo zethu lesibathandayo bethu ngikhuluma ngalokuthiwa ngu-Operation Dudula eSouth Africa okuchaya inhliziyo zabantu abaningi kuyaxokozela kwenzakala izigameko ungaza kuziphuphe lanxa ulele ukuthi kambe kungenzakala izinto ezinje omunye umuntu esenza ulutho olunjalo komunye umuntu ukuthula kuqalisa ngenhliziyo yomuntu sengitho lakhona apha kwelakithi ilizwe kuningi okushaqisa umzimba esikubalayo sizokuthiwa abantu bayaganyula abantu benziwa lokhu lalokhu abantu bayahlukumezeka bathwele nzima kuphezu kwalokho kuthweleyo kubuye kuvele obunye ubunzima uJesu uthi ke nxa kunjalo kufuneka ukuthula ukuthula kakuphongutholwa nje ingabe ngubani njalo ukuthula ayisilogama ongalikhupha ngomlomo kuphela uthi ukuthula ngilakho ukuthula kubonakala ngamazwi ukuthula kubonakala ngezenzo ukuthula kubonakala ngobuntu bomuntu kubonakala ingabe ngubani phela ukuthula kwenza isigaba, isigodi, ilizwe, amazwe, ahlale enamile. Nxa ungela kuthula kulanto ehamba kuhle, lolaka luyanda ebantwini, isikhalazo, isicelo sami, nesokuthi thina sonke sesiphumile emndenini yethu emphakathini, kungakhathalekile ukuthi singobani singaphi, kasidingeni ukuthula, ngoba singazuza ukuthula, sizabona ukuthi siyalala lobuthongo behle. Kwesinye isikhathi sehluleka ukulala ngenxa yosabe sicabanga ukuthi kambe kuzakwenzakalani lanxa sifuna ukukhuluma ulutho kwesinye isikhathi kasikhululekanga ngoba uzakuzwa emethi ukukhulumelani khona lokho asidingeni ukuthula kwaJesu ukuthula kuletha ingqubela phambili lezizwe zingaphumelela nxa zilokuthula ungabona ukubhidlizwa okwenziwa ilizwe laseUkraine uzabona ukuthula kuyaswelakala ungabona ubhidlika kwelizwe lona leli elakithi ngendlela ezithiyeneyo uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala sikhulekeni baba thixo ingcwele siyaphinda njalo sicela ukuthula emntwini ngamunye ngamunye lakule lizwe lakithi le-Afrika yonke amen
lobe kuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye neviki ezayo lilami untungamile Nkomo
siyabonga kakhulu untungamile Nkomo ungadinwa lakusasa kweza batsha sixoxa lomculi osakhulayo
sanibonani balaleli igama lami ngulindiwe wakandlovu ekhaya ngibuya eBeitbridge so emculweni bangibiza ngo Psalmist Lindiwe umculo wami ngoqale ngo 2019 album elilodwa and then last week kota kurelease elinye isingle song ethi ngezisuku zonke engingathanda ukuthi abalaleli bekwazi bangixhase emculweni wami nokuthi ngikwazi ukuphumelela nami njengabanye abaculi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ngelinye lamalanga ngizibone sengikwinye i-level financially andikho stable so ukuthi mhlawumbe ngikwazi ukwenza ama-videos into ezinjalo nje uthi ngikwazi ukuphusha umculo anginayo imanejara into ezinjalo so besicela ukuthi mhlambe musu kukhona usizo ngingalithola ngasizakala kanjani. Abafuna ukungilandela ngikhona ku Facebook bazongithola babhali bathi Lindiwe Gospel ngikhona, ku TikTok ngikhona futhi nakho Lindiwe Ndlovu 83, then ku WhatsApp ngikhona ku number ya South Africa u +27 66 426 3256.
Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, olivalelisayo ngo-Cape Town.